on a highway. The bus traveling eastbound on Illinois Route 24 on Monday when it crossed the center line into the westbound lanes in the path of the semi-truck. Stocks are sharply higher. The Dow is up 291 points. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate in a big way, and even the nights are becoming more reasonable. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s on Wednesday with more sun. Near 80 on Thursday, still dry. Risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms become widespread Friday. Locally heavy rainfall. More rain over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as a front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yourself. Well, how did I get there?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me
yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway hold you? You may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing under God. Into the blue abyss, into the silent water, under the rocks and stones, there is water under God.
Sing to everyone.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
So, is there anything new this afternoon?
No.
Good. Master Thespian's joining us in a couple of minutes on Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM WACD. As of this moment, it's me, Rosie Brock. Everybody, every afternoon.
And here they are.
I wonder if I could steal a little time. Look who just walked in.
Joey.
Yeah, it is Joey, who is silently making note of the fact that I'm actually wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, I noticed.
You did?
Yeah,
really?
I saw it.
Wow.
I saw it.
Well.
Wow. I mean, he's looking good.
Okay, you've...
Dad, come.
Yeah, how much do you need?
Yeah,
I mean, I saw you. Walking down the hallway?
Yeah.
I saw you.
Look, I did two bike rides today.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the morning show, helped me sleep, take a good nap, back at it this afternoon. The only downside to this extra effort I'm putting into trying to get into reasonable condition is that I just don't have time to prep for the show anymore. So if it sucks, something's got to give. A price has to be paid so that I can look in a mirror and at least feel okay about what I see looking back.
No, I'm glad you're heading there. I got up, I didn't want to, but I got up this morning and went and worked out myself, lifted some weights.
Good for you.
So,
Now, I have heard about this testimony today from her.
You've heard about her.
I've heard about her. Mm-hmm. And her has been, why is it that Donald Trump has to spend millions of dollars defending himself against the very thing that this...
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing a word sort in my head. Do I want to say... Dickhead, prick, son of a bitch. I can't figure out. In the White House.
Right.
Well, how is it that he has all this protection and the same people that are protecting Joe are the same ones cheerleading, trying to cheerlead Trump into jail? It's just all so wrong. So I am ticked off about that.
Right.
Not quite enough to have a meltdown yet, but maybe later.
I was watching it while doing cardio this morning, and I actually thought the former special counsel is kind of impressive. A lot better than that Bob Mueller.
Oh, God. What a dreary piece of garbage he was. We had
I only had Judge Knapp on for like 5 minutes today. He said that he knows Robert Hur, and he's like one of the, like he will not budge. What he thinks is the truth, that's what he'll say, and that's it. Like, and so I think the Republicans are kind of dropping the ball in the committee today. And so are the Democrats. I think this guy was kind of impenetrable for everybody.
By the way, I want to compliment you on the guests and people you've secured for your show.
Well,
very
you.
Good.
Thank you. What do you mean?
It's not that I'm lazy.
I need to get better at it, honestly.
No. You've done a fantastic job. And you had Katie Britt on the same day she did the reply, right?
Or that was actually Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. Right. But we replayed it.
I see. Okay.
Me and Jay, you know, kind of worked that out.
There was a lot of criticism of her.
Oh, yeah.
Not her, the guy that did the report, but her, Katie Britt. Mm. I want to make sure we have our hers.
Right.
And
by the way, my op-ed is on this that came out today.
Oh.
And it's kind of about my trip to Boston, too. It's all rolled together if you want to check it out.
I got to check it out because they've invited me to submit, and I'm thinking of doing... some boomer stuff.
Well, and I just want to warn you, it's not like a happy thing. I essentially say, not just Biden, Not, and it's like, well, Biden's not crazy because Trump is. I'm like, maybe it's not just Biden. Maybe it's not just Trump. Maybe it's not the people running things. Could be that the entire nation is going as mad and crazy as King Lear.
Yeah.
It seems that way. And because
it does.
It's the reaction to Katie in particular. And there's justified criticism for sure. Like, well, I've seen it before myself. But
You probably didn't get a chance to hear David Blackman yesterday, but he addressed this.
I did.
Because
it was great.
I played that Megyn Kelly clip, and she just skewered Katie. Mm-hmm. Said it was awful. It was Karen. It was all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But the feedback I've had to the show and on the Facebook thread was pretty positive. But after I played the Megyn Kelly piece and took a second look, she was, and I'm, you know, I don't want to diss the woman. She probably already hates me anyway, but there were times when she was building this about a very important or dramatic point, mm-hmm. but she was smiling. Mm. And kind of that kind of undercuts the urgency. Mm. When you're telling people, hey, we're screwed, you've got to get that we're screwed look on your face.
Do you know the play King Lear?
I know of it.
I may have
read the Cliff's Notes.
It's one of the greatest pieces of literature ever. It opens with Lear walking in and his three daughters are there. Mm-hmm. And he essentially goes to the first one and is like, well, if you want this portion of my kingdom, you better tell me how much you love me, and you better mean it, too. And she gives this eloquent, over-the-top speech to show, yeah, I love you so much. I love you more than love itself. Da, da, da. Well, okay, you get this portion. Goes to the second daughter. She has to outdo the first. Oh, I love you so much. It's all about the flattery and the speechifying and all this stuff. Goes to the third, Cordelia, and says, what about you? Oh, I love you like a daughter loves her father. And that's no more, no less. And he gets pissed because she's not flattering. So he not only takes away her inheritance, he rips it up, gets rid of her marriage to the King of France, and then just like blows a gasket and wishes her barren for the rest of her life. Like, ooh. Hardcore stuff.
Holy cow.
And it just, that play was on my mind when I'm, I'll put it this way. Say somebody's trying to be sincere, like it was Katie or anybody else in that speech. Right. Find the most genuine, sincere person you can think of. Put them in that position. Even if you're trying to be sincere, I think Americans have been trained, well, nobody's sincere. We can't take anything at face value anymore, and we're going insane because of it.
I wish I could have done the response. I would have done it, you know.
I would have liked
it. Did you hear what this idiot said? This brain-damaged, incompetent, senile little fart? He's screwing us. Every forking thing he said was a freaking lie. And I'm sick of it. Wake up, America. We're doomed.
So, tell us how you really feel, Mr. Budell. Let it all out.
Have you met Master Thesbin before?
He's turning a wonderful shade of purple.
He really is, yeah. It's like a plum.
And he does look good in that t-shirt.
Well, that...
Very manly.
Manly! Doesn't seem to be intriguing Rosie in the least, so... I mean, she's the litmus test.
I was going to say, she is pure and virtuous as the driven snow.
I said you look good in that t-shirt.
That's not good enough. I want you to talk to me like, let's pretend you're my daughter and I'm King Lear.
Hey, I want to say,
now convince me that I actually look good.
Joey's here. I'm excited.
I am your daughter. I love you no more, no less.
All right.
I'm Cordelia.
By the way, I saw Dune Part 2 yesterday.
It was good?
Sweet.
Yeah,
what is that movie all about?
It would take a long time to explain.
We'll get you situated here in a second. We'll talk about it. I'm getting corrected already from listeners.
Uh-oh.
Oh. All right. Well, we'll reach out. On the other hand, the coach, his staff is great, man. They reach out when he's got something he wants. And it speaks not really to us, but he knows who listens, and he wants them to know what he's got on his mind and what he prioritizes, which I think is fantastic. The value of the News Talk audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's substantial.
Personally, I just think she has the hots for Joey.
No, that's just...
Well, you know, that's...
No. Maybe she's got the hots for Eddie.
No.
I don't think that's very likely. I don't know that she's doing mushrooms or anything that would make her see...
Yeah, and Greg's getting slimmer, I'm getting thicker. So that's not necessarily an endearing thing.
I'm getting slimmer.
And Leon's getting larger.
Hey, and holy cow, it's like a family reunion. Black Caesar is on the phone. Yeah. Hey, Black Caesar, how are you?
What's up, D?
Not my weight for a change.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
How's the bicycle riding going?
Well, I have now, over the last 10 days, to average over 6 miles, which is pretty good. And
I ain't bad at all. I haven't seen you pass my house yet. Now, you know we stay in the same neighborhood. I haven't seen you pass by there yet.
I have not been on your side in ages because the drivers on your side of Arrowhead are a little too aggressive, and there's some hills and stuff where people can come flying out. And
well, yeah, you're right about this.
I've been hit by 3 cars in my life, and that's enough. I think I'm going to try and stop there.
I'll point your head.
Yeah.
If I see you ride by, I'm going to tax out and
set
your tire. That was a joke.
Yeah, we're all smiling here. Me, Master Thespian, Joey, Rosie, we're all laughing.
Yes.
But when I was in Boston, man, Joey, you went to an awesome place. It's very expensive there now.
Yeah,
I mean, very expensive, but historically, I mean, you got the original grave of some of the founders of this country at that church. I can't think of the name of that church, and it's surrounded by a fence. You can't even get in it, but it's historically, Boston is a historically beautiful city. And I mean, there are a lot of things there to see.
Oh, yeah, and I don't want people getting the wrong idea. You know, I can afford a plane ticket round trip these days, but my friends are doing very well, and they helped me really enjoy Boston.
Well, I enjoyed a good bus trip where you can sneak on a bottle of liquor. They don't check for liquor on buses, so I But, man, I tell you, Boston is an awesome. And then did you go by the stadium?
We drove by it and through the tunnel several times. I mean, we're in North End one night, Little Italy. We're ignore East Boston other than the airport. But we're all over the place. Yeah. The financial district where my buddy works. We went up to Salem for a second. It was a lot of fun.
And I can tell you, you can walk. Yeah. You'll be walking in Boston and realize I've walked 5 miles from where I'm supposed to be at.
That's kind of like New York in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, you walk and you be like, you look up, you like, holy smoke, where am I at? Got to get a GPS to redirect yourself back to your hotel room.
Well, I had a great time.
That's all I got. You know, like I said, Boston, awesome city, historically, that you know what I do for a living, and it just makes it even better because I took a lot of pictures when I was up there, and the kids love to see that kind of stuff, believe it or not.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys have a great show. I'm still listening.
I don't call it Greg.
I'm listening every day, brother. I'll be listening.
I appreciate that, man. Neighbor.
Come to Baumhauer's. All right.
Yeah, get up to Baumhauer's one of these nights. Let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, I need to get next Wednesday. I'll be there next Wednesday.
All righty, bud. Thanks. You know, we got to get another Baumhauer's event together where we get the whole station family out there as well. Alabama Unfiltered, Joey, Eddie, the whole thing. And today is it's a very special day.
Yes, it is.
Now, I would like to know why the picture I posted of me holding baby Goose on day one, it's got like 10 responses. What has Mark Zuckerberg got something? I mean, I put a sandwich up there and I get 200 reactions. A picture of me on day one with Janelle is I'm very disappointed, but I think they're screwing with me. They have. I mean, you know, you put up something completely benign, and you'll get a ton of response, and then you put up something that people really need to know, and their algorithm's muted.
Maybe they believe it's a pro-life statement. Very possible.
All right, man. I mean, you can't discount that. But if it's gotten that bad in this country, we're all screwed.
I think it has.
Yeah, I'm pulling up right now. Let's see what you got here. Yeah, because you posted that 9 hours ago.
Yeah, and there's 10?
All right, I gave you one more. So you're at 13 now.
I don't understand that.
don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
Maybe they thought you were a mysterious bandit with the mask on your face.
Yeah, that was the last time I willingly wore a mask, by the way. I want everybody to know that, too.
That might be the reason why they may have put it down to the bottom because of that comment about the mask.
Let's talk about Bama Lanes, and we can give away Eaton Bowl for two at some point this afternoon.
Okay.
I'm not sure how we're going to do that. But Bama Lanes, Montgomery, and Prattville, of course, both have adult beverages available. Kegler's Cove at Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway, and of course, in Prattville, the Blue Iguana. And for those of you, I know we have a lot of grandparents that listen to this show, and it's the perfect place to get the kids out of the house. They've never been bowling. Give them the I've watched this so many times, and at our news talk events as well, where the ball goes ba-dum, ba-dum, but when the little one pushes it down the alley and the pins fall.
They do.
It's a non-virtual experience, and they get so excited. We got to get them back out of the house and doing something that isn't too terribly physically taxing, but teaches them coordination, aim, some of the fundamentals that will pay off later in life.
And it's fun.
It's fun. And they have great pizza, great food, five-star bowling alley cuisine served by genuine bowling alley goddesses. And it's affordable, too. So next time the gang is over or you've got the kids and everybody's starting to get a little restless, this is a way to get them to blow off some of that steam and have a really, really good time, some good food. And you can treat yourself to a libation or two while you're there at Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway. That's where Kegler's Cove is and where Tommy Shaw cut his teeth as a guitarist before. And I used to work for these guys, the group Styx.
Styx!
The band, yes. Yeah. And, of course, the Blue Iguana in Prattville. And I'll let you know how we're going to. Maybe you'll have a suggestion.
Maybe. Maybe. We'll figure it out.
It's great to have you for the whole show today.
Hey, I'm excited. Today is spring break, and I'm not having to teach any classes today, so I'm excited to be here the full 3 hours. And it's also my birthday today.
We knew it was.
I turned the big 6-0.
All right. So.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All righty.
Well,
and when we come back, I will wish happy birthday to Goose in a very special way.
Yes, you need to.
Coming up, and then we'll have a few minutes I want to talk Oscars with you.
Yes, I'm excited. Yep.
323.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I try to seize every opportunity I can as a dad to do something a little bit different, a little bit special for my daughter. And a few years ago, our opera buddy from Chicago was in and on the show on her actual birthday and gave us this gift that keeps on giving.
Happy birthday, dear Goose. Happy birthday to you.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I gotta download that and send it to her.
Well, up until he hit the high notes, I was going, I could do that. Then he hit the high notes.
I was thinking the same thing, because you do all those types of affectations.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the job you did when Jay Quellen was butt-paste queen. That was classic.
That was fun.
And then, we have...
Well, I also wrote it when April Marie had her show. I also wrote the ballad of... what's the guy that's the... Craig. Craig is the... I wrote the ballad of Craig. Craig! The man they call Craig! It was fun.
I want something like that for myself.
Ooh! Okay. I have a challenge. Well, we can write you a song.
So if I live to see another one...
What?!
No, there's no guarantees.
Well, I was going to say, I'm 60 years old now, and Rosie's only 29, and you, on your last birthday, were 45, so that makes me the senior man here, you young whippersnappers.
I think the odds are in my favor. It's three... So, but for, regular, everyday people like me, we've got...
We baked you a birthday cake if you get a tummy ache. You moan and groan and woe. Don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Three Stooges.
Yeah. All right. Can't get better than that.
No, floats my boat, needless to say. Because, as everybody knows...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Well, yeah. You never lose... You don't want to lose contact with that inner 9-year-old fourth grader.
Oh, I spent many hours watching the Three Stooges shorts when I was a young whippersnapper on TV.
You know, it's so funny, because I remember as a kid, I'm talking, really young now, 5, 6, 7 years old, Stooges, WGN in Chicago, timed it perfectly, Stooges came on at 3:30. We come home from school, everybody would be out in the street, just assuming the weather was okay. But at 3:30, you could have thrown bowling balls down Scottsdale Avenue in Chicago because everybody was in watching the Stooges.
Oh, yeah.
And they had one of those corny local hosts who or periodically would remind you, don't hit your brother in the head with a hammer. Because what they're doing...
is stage combat.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It's not a real hammer. Don't poke your sister in the eyes. And don't pull on her hair so it comes out like Larry's does when you pull his. I guess there must have been a few delinquents in the city that... expecting to get that kind of
reaction. No doubt.
Oh, I'm sure. But, we watched stuff like that. We watched The Lone Ranger. They had reruns of The Lone Ranger. They had Roy Rogers.
Sure.
That's where I first met Gabby Hayes. Yay, Roy, we need to get down to the stock pond.
You sound like Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan.
Hey, Lukey, down by the chicken coop.
The barn's on fire.
Well, yeah.
I remember watching The Real McCoys. That was my first introduction. He is in one of my favorite movies of all time. He is in Sergeant York. Gary Cooper plays Alvin York.
That is an excellent movie.
And Walter Brennan plays the preacher that saves his soul, singing that, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. But it's an incredible movie.
It really is.
Incredible movie.
It really is. I've watched it at least 2 or 3 times. And
kids these days, because it's in black and white, they're like, ooh, I didn't want to watch that. But it's a great movie.
Yeah, I don't know if you... caught Ellen Murray's predictions on the Oscars, but she was 7 for 7.
Yes, I did, and she was great.
We've talked about different subjects we can broach, like we're going to be doing the weekend binge and highlighting shows and series that if you want to sit down and go through a whole season or two of White Lotus, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also to go back and celebrate the classics.
Yeah.
The Capri. The other night was running. It happened one night.
I saw that.
1934 movie with Clark Gable and Myrna Loy.
Yeah.
And it still plays. But you're right, this aversion, it's not in cut. It's not in 3D. It's not in 8K. I mean.
I know.
It's content that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing about I was telling young Joey about seeing Dune Part 2. It's not a movie for everybody. It's not. I mean, it's pretty much combat all the way through.
Well, when I think of Dune, I think of Northwest Indiana, where we had the sand dunes, and we would go there picnicking and stuff, right next to Lake Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you know,
but this is an outer space, right?
It's fantasy outer space sort of. It's just, it's wacko. It's hard to describe. I tried. My wife asked me what it was about, and I said it would take too long to explain. You really have to have read the book that it's based on by Frank Herbert to at least understand and follow the plot line. But it was pretty, and if you like explosions and people fighting, you know, that's your thing. But you know, the kids today.
They fight with like weapons or what?
They've got swords. They've got lasers. They've got, you know, rocks. You know, little bitty mice. It's an intense movie. It is intense. 3 hours long. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes. And let me tell you, it does not let up on the gas from the beginning of the movie to the end.
All right, we got Joey's 1819 piece here.
Ooh, look at that.
I may ask him. There's a screenshot there of Katie Britt doing the...
In her kitchen. No
now, less. One of the criticisms of their kitchen was too fancy. I don't think it looks all that over the top. It's not like frickin' Nancy Pelosi with a $13,000 ice cream freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get real.
Well, I understand what they're trying to do with putting her in a kitchen, making it in a setting that makes her identifiable and... people say, hey, she's like me. And I didn't think the kitchen was too fancy. I just thought it was a normal kitchen. But, you know, it was okay. The more I listened to the speech, I have some issues. I think she did a good job. I think they are reaching out to the women. I think that's the reason why she was picked.
Well, David Blackman said that yesterday. He says, because he's heard all the critiquing, and he says, everybody's got to understand one thing. The one place where the Republicans have failed themselves, mm-hmm. and it's in the messaging, mm-hmm. is white suburban women.
Yeah, and she did a great job with that.
And personally, I don't know why they have to be singled out, because white suburban women, all suburban women, I don't care what color they are, should be outraged at what it's costing to raise a family, to feed a family, to run a house. So why do we need to... What's wrong with them that they're not getting right now? We're in some serious, deep crap here.
Well, they don't want somebody mean, and they perceive Trump as being this mean old man who's going to tell us what we have to do. We have to go to bed. We can't have ice cream before we go to bed. We got to, you know, and that's a problem we've got right now, is that people need to understand we're in deep, deep trouble. We need somebody who knows what to do and take care of the crisis instead of, you know...
Who will actually put American citizens first.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't know why that is such a horrible thing for the Democrats to contemplate, but they think of everybody but us first.
Yeah.
And that's getting that's very
sad.
Old. And
it's very sad.
I'm just surprised we haven't reached the point where we're... more inflation today in the news.
But I think that's what this whole election is going to hinge on, the economy. The fact that it costs more now to do everything, to put gas in your car, to buy eggs, to go out to eat. We went to Captain D's the other night and had to change our plans because what we originally wanted to do was like twice as much as what we normally did.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, how can we save money on this? It was crazy.
By the way, they're making quite the fuss because Colorado Senator or Congressman Ken Buck is leaving immediately, and I wonder what that's all about.
Is he a Democrat or Republican?
Republican. And it narrows the majority, but he's one of the three a-holes that refused to impeach Mayorkas, who, if anybody in the history of American government, deserved not only impeachment, but whatever, a flogging and every other thing that we could send his way, to not vote for his impeachment. What the hell? And I think that's the main reason he's leaving, because he probably took huge grief for that.
Oh, I bet. His constituents said, what are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, you would think everybody's constituents be screaming to high heaven, hey, let's stop worrying about boys identifying as girls and all that for the time being, because right now, the young woman in Georgia, Riley, found out, life and death. Yeah. Life and death. Not Lincoln Riley.
She was, Lincoln. She was in a place that you should have been safe. She was on campus. And this murderer took her life. Somebody who should have been deported years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And there's more coming in every day.
Years ago. But, anyway.
Outrageous. All right. Okay, we are at 3:35. That means it's time for our first look at the roads this afternoon. with Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
336.
So far this afternoon, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Typical busy day in Montgomery. We've had a couple of minor accidents, but nothing really affecting traffic flow so far. Crapple Millbrook with Tumco reporting about the same as Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic, no problems there. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated when accidents come calling. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The city of Montgomery has been awarded $36.6 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation to improve the Selma to Montgomery Historic Trail. The money comes from the Transportation Department's Neighborhood Access and Equity Grant Program and will be used to develop a greenway trailhead. At least one clinic in Alabama has resumed in vitro fertilization treatments after the governor signed a bill into law shielding providers from potential legal liability raised by a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Alabama fertility specialist in Montgomery resumed embryo transfers late last week. TikTok's time in the United States may be ticking away. The House Energy and Commerce Committee recently voted to advance a bill that would ban the China-linked social media platform from all U.S. devices. If the bill is enacted, TikTok's parent company would have 165 days to sell the app or it becomes illegal to download. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Espanol!
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are starting to moderate in a big way, and even the nights are becoming more reasonable. Tonight, not quite as cold as it has been. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s on Wednesday with more sun. Near 80 on Thursday, still dry. Risk of showers and thunderstorms holding off till late Thursday night, and rain and thunderstorms become widespread Friday. Locally heavy rainfall. More rain over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as a front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got to acknowledge a passing yesterday at age 74, Eric Carmen, who was a really great power ballad guy and did the highly controversial song, because in 1974, there were a lot of radio stations that would not play a song called Go All the Way.
Yep.
I
please
don't know. Yeah.
Go all
at least he said, please. That's important to a woman, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the whole conversation thing. You got to make sure you get to comply. Or, well, not compliance. What's that? Consent. Consent. That's the word I'm looking for. But so they wouldn't play it? Oh, my goodness.
And that song, you know, Rich talks about this during the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting from time to time. I'm just going to do a little riff on music radio since I worked in it for a good many years. There's always been this tradition that when you hit the top of the hour, if you're a music formatted station and you're not doing, you know, anesthetizing light rock like Air Supply, where your listeners all look like they've been in a methadone clinic for several days, just laying there. When you're looking to establish a tempo and a pace.
Yes.
That's why we need to
at least keeps your listeners' heart beating, yeah.
Yeah. Go All the Way was probably one of the top four or five songs to come out of the top of the hour and establish a pace. And I'm going to use the CKLW, that's a Toronto-based radio station that Rich Thomas grew up on.
Oh, really? Cleveland.
Yeah, you could hear it all over that area of the country. And what I'm talking about here, demonstrated with a jingle and a power ballad. CKLW. All right, now you're in business, right? The pinky disc jockey comes out and says, hey, mama, I'm looking for some permission here on this beautiful, sunny Tuesday afternoon, because I want to go all the way. That's a post.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's cool, because it just gets your blood pumping. They used that song, as a matter of fact, in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Oh, that's the one where they did great soundtracks with a lot of just random hits, right?
Oh, yeah. He pulled a lot of stuff from the 70s for that. And then they pulled stuff from the 80s for the second one.
I saw one of the Guardians. I think it was like around 2015. My stepson wanted to see it, so I endured that. It's not my
thing. It's not everybody's cup of tea. I mean, it's out there.
I mean, we have to go to Jay Scott and beg for insight.
Okay, why is this raccoon talking? And what's that big thing that looks like a tree that keeps saying, I am Groot? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Everything he says is, I am Groot.
That's one of the reasons, you know. See, what was the last movie that won as many awards as Oppenheimer?
Oh, goodness. It's going to be a ways back. Oppenheimer won the big ones.
Yeah.
You know, it won for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
It won for music. I mean, the soundtrack won the award. You know, costuming went for Poor Things, which I agree with.
Had to, yeah. Good. I mean, that job they did. That's, by the way.
And they got several other awards, like production design.
They came in second place in total awards with four.
Yeah.
But that's a movie that is not for everybody, but you've got to give it time. You know, if you want just basic movie food, it's not for you. But if you want a movie that you'll actually enjoy even more the second time you watch it.
Yeah. It's just a clever way to tell a story.
And really I really believe that Emma Stone deserved the best actress. Although today, already, there's some bleeding and whining about, where did I see that? Was it New York Post? Lily Gladstone.
Representation, yeah.
Yeah, doing a little whining. Yeah. And actually picked the...
The best supporting actress was Divine... what's her name? From The Holdovers. So
that movie, by the way, sucks. Given the hype...
I still haven't seen it.
I think they need to cut the best picture category down to where it used to be, like five.
Yeah, this is way too many. Way too many.
Yeah.
Because now that they've got the category for best animated feature.
Here it is. Lily Gladstone breaks her silence after Emma Stone. So let's see what we have to say about that.
Lily Gladstone was in Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah.
Huh.
Here's a.
She hasn't done anything before, has she?
I never heard of her until.
I think she was just.
And that was a movie I could not bring myself to watch. I saw just about every Best Picture nominee, except.
Yeah. When I heard how long it was, I was like, I don't think so.
Man, there's got to. So. Look, Oppenheimer ran, 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Something close to it.
But boy, it did not feel like it.
My litmus test as a smoker is if the movie's great, I will keep my butt in the seat through the end without interruption. And Oppenheimer did that.
Yeah.
I did not want to leave because I didn't want to miss the next turn of the page.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like the way that Christopher Nolan told the story where you had three different storylines. You had the past, the present, the future.
Yeah.
All blending together so you got to understand what was going on.
Masterfully woven. And the other thing, some people didn't see it this way, but I didn't hear a lecture in that movie about how bad it was to make the bomb.
Nope.
That's one of the most specious statements. First of all, and this is just my opinion, if you have a contrasting or opposing view, you're just wrong. But nobody who did not live through World War II should be judging any decision that was made that ended that war quickly.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't just... I mean, my dad was on two ships that got sunk. The second one, January 7, 1945, the U.S. Palmer kamikaze attack.
Mm-hmm.
He watched 20 of his buddies, who he had just been with when they got battle stations. He had to go to the stern of the ship because he was the ship's electrician.
Yeah.
The guys he'd been hanging out with all got killed by this twin-engine bomber that blew off the front end of the, and it sank in minutes.
And he survived because he took that trip to the back of the boat.
Another sidebar story to that, so people understand. The news that the Palmer was sunk in the attack in the Lingayen Gulf, 1745, made it back to the States, and his mom and dad, family, heard that the ship
went down.
But they did not find out until he was in San Diego 2 weeks later.
Wow.
That he was alive. So for 2 weeks they had to live with not knowing. And then he was going to be stationed in San Diego to become part of the invasion on November 1st of 45 if the bomb doesn't work.
Yeah.
And the casualties would have been asked, you don't want to reduce human life to numbers. And what happened, I think what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki is the reason it hasn't happened since.
Exactly. Exactly. That threat of that total annihilation.
Even the worst person on earth doesn't want to pull that trigger.
Well,
in my
grandfather was on the Great Lakes training, getting ready to go to the Pacific when they got the news about the bomb drop, and he realized, oh, that's what I was doing in Oak Ridge.
Because
he was there from, I think, end of 42, either mid-42 or end of 42, all the way up through the end of 44. And then he got drafted in the Navy, so he had to report to the Navy January of 45, and he was going. He was going to go over because their estimates were they would lose a million casualties.
Americans.
A million people.
And double or triple that because the Japanese, they were training their kids to defend the homeland with wooden spears.
Well, based on what had happened on Okinawa, on Saipan, all of those islands, they realized these guys are going to fight like devils. They do not want to get captured. They're going to fight to the death.
Even the innocent citizens of Okinawa leapt to their death by the thousands.
Yeah.
Because the Japanese military convinced them that the Americans are
going to slaughter them.
Atrocities.
Yeah.
And that was one thing we did right because we, when the war was over, we went into Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about rebuilding.
Well,
and not doing what happened in Germany that produced.
Yeah, and that's another thing about Oppenheimer that is so amazing to me is that they did not know. They were hoping the bomb would work, but they didn't know. They didn't know if it would. They didn't know if they were going to set the atmosphere on fire.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
They were all taking bets.
Yeah.
They were literally betting against living, you know, from the moment that thing was, because all they could do was calculate.
And, this is what we think. Yeah. I love that scene with General Groves going, okay, you say 1% chance that it might destroy the world? What's that? But he's like, yeah, that's as best as we can do. We think it's 99.7%
right.
That it's going to go okay. But there's that slight chance that, you know.
So Oppenheimer does the job, and you got to give Groves credit, because if he was a paranoid, typical military guy, because Oppenheimer, being the genius that he was, yeah. You know, he looked into communists and all that, which a lot of people did in the 30s. Especially during a depression when people are starving.
Right. But Groves knew he could do the job.
He knew he could do it and wanted him, you know, in spite of... In fact, he was getting unceasing flack from people outside the project. You can't pick this guy.
Yeah.
Then they ultimately take away his security clearance.
Well, I love that scene when Groves is at the testimony at the hearing and says, "No, given today's standards, I would not have hired him." And he turns to Oppenheimer and says, "I'm sorry, Robert," and walks out the door. It's like,
well, what's it all about?
Because he knew at the time that this is questionable, but this man will do the job for me. And when push came to shove, then when the pencil pushers and the politicians got involved, he was like,
"You know what? The other lesson in all of that, and it applies in every business, and today too. It's all about cover your ass. When they're having one of these hearings, you've got to walk out having said the thing that they want to hear, not necessarily the right thing.
Right.
But that scene. And Matt Damon, by the way." He didn't look anything like Leslie Groves.
No.
Leslie Groves actually looked kind of like a
kind
big
like Jackie Gleason.
Overweight sissy pants.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, but he built the Pentagon in less than a year. Who could do that today?
Well, they built Oak Ridge in less than
months.
5 months.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And had people in and had it up and running, and they were extracting uranium. And that's another thing to get your mind around, how quickly we went from nothing to having that nuclear weapon.
And everybody was going to have it. Once Enrico Fermi understood and conceived fission at a stoplight while he was walking one day, I believe in Germany or somewhere.
Well, and Oppenheimer let you know that they were like, we're behind. The Germans are ahead of us. We're behind. We got to catch up. And so that moment when they realize the Germans are going for heavy water. We just passed them. They're going to be behind. Yeah. We just passed them. Come on, let's keep going. It was brilliant. Brilliant. But anyway.
You can imagine, and people don't understand, Hitler's insanity really cost him the war, because they were firing rockets into Britain with no GPS. They were, you know, you talk about the ultimate terror weapon. Can you imagine 2,700 rockets landing at random in the United States? They would have had the ability to send them long range before too much more time had passed.
Yeah.
And they could have attacked us on our soil.
They were developing jet aircraft. They had that Messerschmitt 2.
The 262.
262E, they were developing jet planes. If they had a little more time, who knows what would have happened.
By the way, Masters of the Air is an outstanding series on Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
That really takes you inside those bombers and the guys looking at how long the odds of them surviving the war were and how they dealt with it.
Yeah.
Very impressive stuff.
That's one of the reasons why Jimmy Stewart was changed after the war. I mean, he was on the bomber crew. He was in charge of a plane, in charge of men's lives.
He flew into combat. Yeah. And at a time when the odds weren't very good for him, Clark Gable did the same thing. He was the great love of his life, Carol Lombard was killed in a bond-raising drive.
Flew into a mountain,
And I believe the plane crashed somewhere in the hills of Indiana.
Yeah.
And he was so distraught over that, he didn't care if he lived or died, so he became a gunner.
Yeah.
On a bomber.
Yeah. Well, and Jimmy Stewart knew how to fly planes, and they knew of his abilities and knew of him being in Hollywood, so they were like, okay, we'll let you sign up and you can train people how to fly. He said, "I don't want to train people how to fly. I want to be over there." And was able to convince them that, he would be better suited to be a captain of a bomber than...
And there's a... you can look it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. There is a video of Jimmy Stewart recruiting for the Air Force. Yeah.
And, you know, he stayed in the National Guard. He was...
I think he retired when he...
He was like a Brigadier General.
Brigadier General, yeah. And he earned it. It wasn't, you know, it was like some gift.
Oh, yeah.
Pat is on the line. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. I know it's not politically correct to disagree with you, but I really believe that if some of the crazies in the Middle East get their hands on a nuclear weapon, it'd be going off tomorrow.
Let me qualify what I said previously, because the one thing they have in common with the folks who ran Japan in the late 30s and early 40s was that was it the Bushido Code? I forget.
Maybe
death is more glorious than life, and and all of that. And
fun time.
In a place like Iran, who'd want to live there to begin with? They will absolutely, if they get it, they will use it.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have naive idiots who think that they wouldn't do that. They're nice people.
Yeah. I'm loving you all the show today. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, our guest this afternoon is Elvis Presley, who has returned from the dead to...
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Hey, you threw that banana and peanut butter sandwich? Yeah, let me have that.
I can make you one in the kitchen. Well, I don't have bananas, but I got peanut butter, and it's creamy.
Okay, I can sacrifice.
I have a fun thing we can do with...
I'm a chunky man, but I can make do with some creamy.
We can have some fun with Jacqueline when we talk to her a little bit later.
Is she a chunky girl? Does she like chunky peanut butter?
Yes, she likes crunchy.
She's my people.
Chunky, crunchy.
She's my people. No,
I love her anyway.
I know. That's all right. I love you too, because you do good things, even though you choose creamy over chunky.
That's right. Honey Roast by Peter Pan, specifically $2.47 a jar at Food Outlet.
Peter Pan's best.
At cost plus 10%. Ben and Duncan Jacqueline Tomlinson have a law firm that specializes in the practice of family law. They began representing men. They were specialists at first. And here's what happens. When you're really good at what you do, word gets around. And women began phoning Duncan Tomlinson asking, will you represent me? Because I hear you're really good, and I need somebody who's really good right now. And when it's a family crisis or a life crisis, that's what you need. Not just somebody who knows the law and can recite the law, but somebody who can go in to a court, a judge's chamber, a Zoom conference, a mediation, whatever it is, with the passion, what I call the passion of advocacy. You've got to know that you're not just paying somebody for a service, that they are truly out in front of you as your teammate going through this crisis. So when it's over, come out the other side. That allows you to go through it, focus on yourself, meet your needs, and emerge at the end of the day ready to move forward with your life. That is so critical, no matter what the situation is. They handle, in fact, they do wills. They did mine. Jacqueline did mine with me right here on the air one afternoon.
Yeah, I've got to call them up and say, hey, I need to update my will. Because the last time I did a will was 20 years ago.
Oh.
And now I'm like, I'm a little bit closer to death now.
I should look into updating that document.
But they can do that for you.
They handle adoptions, blended families, all matters of family law. The entire menu is available at their website, which is thealabamafamilylawyers.com. And if you need a consultation on any issue, including a situation where somebody has come back from the past looking to change what's already been agreed to, 819-4810 for that consultation. That's 819-4810 for Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, it's the 4 o'clock hour already. It's flown by.
Woo!
And we have Dirty Water on line one.
Hey, Greg. Love your show. And